Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Delighted to say my guest this afternoon, Bence Barsek, is with me. I hope I've pronounced that right. Yeah. It's Hungarian, is it?
It is Hungarian.
Okay, tell me about, it's the Science Festival, of course, running from the 12th to the 25th of March. Tell me about your idea, Game of Dragons. What's it all about?
So, Game of Dragons is it's kind of a maths treasure hunt, which we organise outside. This year it's in St. John's College, and what we do is that we set up stations all across the college. It's a beautiful setting, and we invite children, secondary school students from years 7 till 13 to apply in teams of three. And what happens during the day is that they come to a station and they get a problem, and they solve the problem, and then after they solve the problem, we send them to the next station. But the trick in the whole setting is that the station that we are sending them to depends on their answer. So if they get the question correct, then we send them towards the finish. And if they get it wrong, we send them to a different question, which is normally a bit easier or different kind. So if they didn't learn something, that they can kind of avoid those problems and kind of progress towards the finish.
Where did you get the idea from? Game of Thrones, by any chance?
The name kind of was influenced slightly by Game of Thrones. But the original idea comes from Hungary, so we have similar events back in Hungary, and I'm part of the organizing team there. And I was telling my colleagues in the lab about the events that we were running back in Hungary, and they got very excited, and they said, like, oh, we should definitely try to organize it here as well. And what better would be than Cambridge?
But maths is boring, isn't it?
Well, this is a problem, I think, because I don't think maths is boring.
That's why I'm a journalist.
And I also, like, I met this problem so often. Like, I tell people that I'm doing science or doing maths, and they just look at me like, oh, you must be a different kind of creature. And I think it's essentially the experience we have in school. It's like the maths classes tend to be a bit boring, and if you don't follow it, that is, it's just terrible time.
Yeah, because if you either get it or you don't, I think, with maths. How hard is it to get kids interested?
I think it... the best thing to do is go with their friends. So if they have a friend who kind of interested in this, then they come along. And with this setting, what we aim to do is like having a really fun atmosphere. And they come with their friends, and they just spend an afternoon outside with their friends, running around. That's bound to be a good experience. And that's what we want to build up to kind of have some fun experience with maths.
Sure.
So when they go back to the school, they don't remember the boring maths classes, they remember the fun they had with maths.
The fun bit. Is it girls, boys? What's the percentage?
It's very mixed. I haven't done statistics, but like thinking back, it's like probably 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you always get the thing that, you know, it's kind of like maths is kind of like a boy thing.
I think... because we start from year 7, which is very early on, they don't have this stereotypes back then. And then if they come and enjoy and they come back next year, it doesn't matter what they tell them in the school. It's just like...
So is there a prize at the end?
Well, we emphasize the fun part altogether, but yes, we try to prepare a small prize for the quickest team. We actually have four categories, so we can tailor the questions to their maths knowledge a bit more. And each category, the the quickest team gets a small prize pack.
Okay, and there's 321 events running at the Science Festival. I know it says sold out a lot, but you know, a lot of people still say it's worth turning up because there's a lot of no-shows. But in your case, you need to register, isn't that right? Tell us a bit about your website and where and when it's all happening.
Yes, we require registration just so we know the numbers on the day. For our event, you can register at our website, which is at www.dragonmats.com. And the event is running on the afternoon of the 17th of March, which is a Saturday. And the venue,
St. Patrick's Day, if you don't mind.
Oh, exactly, yes. Lucky coincidence. And the venue is St. John's College, Cambridge.
Okay. That's great. Thank you for joining us, Benz.